from Luke 2, verses 27 and 29. When the parents brought in the child Jesus, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God. "Lord, as you have promised, now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation." In Jesus' name, dear fellow students, well, did the first 2 weeks go by pretty fast? Or maybe I should ask, did Christmas seem to come and go faster than usual this year? Well, for the shepherds, it was back to their flocks the very same night. So they had an even shorter vacation than you did. For Joseph and Mary, it was the law of circumcision on the eighth day, and life went on for the new family, much as any other young family in Israel. There was one difference, though. The day of Jesus' birth came and went, just as our celebration does, but the miracles kept on. And one of those miracles took place when Joseph and Mary came to Jerusalem to present their baby son to God. Now, the fact that Simeon was in the temple at that precise moment was surely not a new circumstance. He was there often. But the miracle was that Simeon saw this baby among all the others and took him up in his arms and praised God. And this is the miracle that we would ponder for a minute this morning. This miracle of Simeon's eyesight. His miraculous eyesight. It did not come from youthful strength or from the wisdom of an old man. But his eyesight did enable him to see some wonderful things. It's been said that everyone over 40... Don't raise your hand. Everyone over 40 years old needs some vision correction. The muscles that pull the cornea into position for close-up viewing diminish in strength. The shape of the eyeball, which focuses distant image on the retina, also changes. And any deterioration of the retina can also result in vision loss. We usually think of Simeon as an old man, and yet he saw things that many young people in the temple did not see. Could it be that his age and experience gave him better eyesight? The fact is, Luke doesn't mention any of these things. We think anyone ready to die must be old, but Luke does not make a point of that. He describes Simeon as righteous and devout, a man who not only follows the way of God outwardly, but who's also reverent towards God. Not as though God owed him something for his righteousness. Sometimes people in their early strength, in their youth, will go to great lengths and make great sacrifices for the worship of God. They may undertake all kinds of projects, even worship in their living room, if that is required to follow the word and will of God. But if things do not progress as they had desired, if the living room is still big enough for the whole group some years later, if their friends and relatives seem to have it better than they do, then they're hurt and they wonder if they don't deserve better, if God isn't just a little unfair after all their righteousness and devotion, all the miles they traveled in His name. But Simeon did not rely on his righteousness and his devotion. He was still waiting for the consolation of Israel. He did not find his consolation in his righteousness and devotion. This was not what gave him his keen eyesight, enabling him to pick the Christ child out of the crowd. It was not the vigor of youthful devotion, nor the wisdom of many years of experience. But Luke tells us the Holy Spirit was upon him. It was the Spirit who revealed to Simeon that he would see the Lord's Christ. It was the Spirit that moved Simeon to follow the way of God and to be devout. And how did the Spirit do all this? How does he open our eyes today? Says Simeon, O Lord, as you have promised, according to your word. It is through words taught by the Holy Spirit that we are enlightened. It is through the word of the same Spirit that Simeon was given such good eyesight. This is where he learned about the consolation of Israel. And it was the same Spirit who spoke by the prophets that moved Simeon to enter the temple courts at just that time, so that he could feast his eyes on those wondrous things. What did he see? A poor baby. What did he say? My eyes have seen your salvation. Who would look for salvation in such an unlikely spot? Only someone who knew the promises of God, who knew of God's plan revealed through the prophets of old, who knew that the servant of the Lord, upon whom the Lord would lay all our iniquity, would be born a little child. He knew that this child would know what it meant to be lowly, to be despised, to be rejected by the people he came to save. Simeon could know all this from the prophet Isaiah, who wrote by the Spirit, the same Spirit. He also knew that by those sufferings we would be healed. He knew that the child's entire life would be lived in our name, and the death he suffered would be the ransom for our sins and the price of our forgiveness. Thus would we have peace with God. Thus would we be able to look death in the face and praise God, saying, Lord, as you have promised, now dismiss your servant in peace. As we sang at Christmas, forth today the conqueror goeth, who the foe, sin and woe, death and hell o'erthroweth. God is man, man to deliver. His own Son now is one with our blood forever. Amen. We sing page 20 in the front of the supplements, Simeon's song.